USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump saying the U.S. Census plays a key role in determining how government resources are spent, suggesting that the administration may delay the 2020 survey after the Supreme Court recently blocked the administration from adding a question about citizenship status to the decennial survey. The president said at the White House yesterday,
"So you can ask other things, but you can't ask whether or not somebody's a citizen. So we are trying to do that. We're looking at that very strongly."
A newly released poll in the Democratic presidential contest from CNN finds that Senator Kamala Harris has jumped into second place behind former VP Joe Biden. Harris with 17%, Biden still leading with 22%. Federal officials warning Americans to be on guard against possible domestic terrorism during the July 4th holiday period. And this is USA Radio News.
I used to wonder when I saw people going into nice hotels, really nice hotels, taking a pillow with them. That was before I got a MyPillow, because I know it doesn't matter where I'm going. Whether I'm going to a one-star, three-star, five-star hotel, MyPillow goes with me, whether it's just overnight or whether it's on vacation. And here's the great deal about MyPillow right now. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And it's still the same pillow. Great pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty. And call them. 1-800-951-8175, or go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, click on the two-pack special, and get the best deal you've ever gotten on a good night's sleep when you get a MyPillow.
President Trump with a warning to Iran about stockpiling enriched uranium.
They know what they're doing. They know what they're playing with, and I think they're playing with fire. So no message to Iran whatsoever.
The Islamic Republic's foreign minister announcing yesterday that it was violating a deal that it reached with the U.S. and other major powers in breaching its enriched uranium stockpile limit. Iran said last week it was going to do so because President Trump had reimposed economic sanctions after pulling the U.S. out of a deal with Iran last year. One of the busiest border crossings in the United States is reopened after officials had to deal with an angry mob of migrants. U.S. border agents in Texas say the large and unruly group of people formed on the Mexican side of the crossing and rushed the port of entry at the border in El Paso yesterday. Most of them were from Cuba and El Salvador. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Two new books in the works about the Trump White House. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
One of the authors on the outside looking in, the other on the inside looking out until recently, CNN media correspondent Brian Stelter, selling the rights to an upcoming book focused on Fox News and President Trump to Simon & Schuster. The book will be published in 2020. Stelter joined CNN in November of 2013 from the New York Times and now weighs in on Fox News media coverage from his perch as host of the weekly Reliable Sources show on CNN. And reports are former White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders will be writing a book about her time in the Trump administration. Axios is reporting that she's going to go back to her native Arkansas and relax with family for about a month before starting work on the book. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The very latest now on that deadly small plane crash in Addison, Texas. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
The Beechcraft BE-350 King Air was headed to St. Petersburg, Florida, when it crashed on takeoff at the Addison Municipal Airport that is located in North Dallas. The plane was taking off at the south end of the airport and had just lifted off the runway when it suddenly veered left, crashing into the hangar. From the National Transportation Safety Board, scene investigating the deadly Sunday morning crash. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.